and welcome to episode 37 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about the difference between celiac and gluten sensitivity, whether oats are really safe to eat or not, a new study on gut bacteria, how a celiac forum post went viral, the prize just awarded for excellence in celiac disease research, the difference between probiotics and prebiotics, and gingerbread waffles. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2011, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Difference between celiac and gluten sensitivity. A team of medical researchers led by Dr. Alessio Fasano set out to compare gut permeability and mucosal immune gene expression in celiac disease and gluten sensitivity to better understand the similarities and differences. The team enrolled a group of subjects with celiac disease, a group with gluten sensitivity, and a group with healthy gluten-tolerant individuals. They found that gluten sensitivity, unlike celiac disease, is not associated with increased intestinal permeability. In fact, subjects with gluten sensitivity showed significantly reduced intestinal permeability compared with control subjects. This study distinguishes gluten sensitivity and celiac disease as two clinically different gluten-associated disorders. In addition, this study identifies gluten sensitivity as a condition associated with gluten-induced activation of innate rather than adaptive immune response. Are oats safe? The latest word, according to a recent study, is that pure oats are safe for most, but not all, people with celiac. Since oats can easily be contaminated with wheat during harvest, storage, or other stages of processing, it has been stressed that the oats be certified as pure. According to this recent study, certain breeds of oats have a toxic protein that can cause an immune reaction in celiacs. New study on gut bacteria. A study conducted early this year found one factor in particular that affects the permeability of intestinal mucosa, and that's gut bacteria. The composition of gut bacteria has an effect on the protective mucus of the intestines. Therefore, an overgrowth of bad bacteria decreases the protective layer, while the addition of good bacteria increases the protective layer. Their study may eventually lead to treatment options by finding ways to protect the intestines from the harmful effects of gliadin. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Some unsettling news was made this week on the celiac.com forums. One of our foreign members was tipped off by a friend who stated that someone she knew, a rogue chef from Colorado, had posted the following comments on his Facebook page. Gluten-free is BS. Flour and bread have been a staple of life for thousands of years. People who claim to be gluten intolerant don't realize that it is all in their disturbed little heads. People ask me for gluten-free pasta in my restaurant all the time. I tell them sure, then I serve them our pasta, which I make from scratch with high gluten flour. And you know what? Nothing ever happens. People leave talking about how good they feel eating gluten-free, and guess what? They just had a full dose. Idiots. The story went viral from there. Comments were added to the post in our forums and drew a wellspring of attentive, like-minded celiacs who went back out to the web, contacted the rogue chef on Facebook, contacted the restaurant he purportedly worked at, sent notices to the local television news, national television news, the newspaper, and initiated a civil lawsuit. The chef's Facebook page is now offline. Apparently, he hasn't worked at the restaurant for some time. He's apparently living in Colorado Springs, offering his services as a chef for hire. And the recent word is that he was classically trained, but is in some way currently learning to make tacos. Keep your ears tuned in for updates on this character as his story develops. And recognize that the story behind this story is really that you are the celiac community. What you say matters and will make a difference in the world. Prize awarded for excellence in celiac disease research. The William K. Warren Medical Research Center for Celiac Disease at the University of California, San Diego is pleased to announce that the recipient of the 2011 William K. Warren Jr. Prize for Excellence in Celiac Disease Research is Fritz Koning, Ph.D. Professor Koning has been head of the immunochemistry section in the Department of Immunohematology of the Leiden University Medical Center, LUMC, in the Netherlands since 1993. He's chairman of the Scientific Advisory Board at the LUMC and CEO of the Dutch Celiac Disease Consortium, CDC. In the CDC, immunologists, geneticists, food specialists, and medical doctors collaborate with industrial partners to develop practical solutions to improve the quality of life of celiacs. The $25,000 prize is awarded internationally to an individual or group who has made significant contribution to the field of celiac disease research. Prebiotics are not probiotics. This story comes to us from the Journal of Gluten Sensitivity, winter 2011. In the past 20 years, a huge amount of medical research has uncovered a dramatic array of prebiotic-induced health benefits. It's important to understand that prebiotics are not probiotics. A probiotic is a live bacteria found in yogurt and other dairy products. Oligofructose and inulin are prebiotics. Inulin is a term applied to a blend of fructose polymers found widely distributed in nature as plant storage carbohydrates. Oligofructose is a subgroup of inulin. Inulin and oligofructose are not digested in the upper gastrointestinal tract, therefore they have a reduced caloric value. They stimulate the growth of intestinal bifidobacteria. They do not lead to a rise in serum glucose or stimulate insulin secretion. They are present not only in wheat and barley, but also in onions, garlic, yams, leeks, asparagus, bananas, chicory root, Jerusalem artichoke, and even dandelions. Gingerbread waffles. These waffles are bursting with flavor and nutrition. They're perfect for breakfast or brunch, but also hearty enough for one of those breakfast for dinner nights. Find the full recipe on our website. First, preheat your waffle iron, then in a large bowl, combine 3 cups of sifted buckwheat flour with baking powder, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, and salt. Next, in a separate bowl, beat 4 eggs with brown sugar until light and fluffy. Slowly beat in some pumpkin puree, milk, honey, and a full stick of melted butter. But save 1 tablespoon for the waffle iron. Butter the waffle iron, spoon in batter, cook until the edges are crisp, serve with syrup, jam, fresh fruit, powdered sugar, or honey, or however you like. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition. From everyone here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.